Can everyone hear? Yes, okay. Let's do some cleansing breaths. The four. Honi. Pum. Ha. Honi. Pum. Ha. Honi. Pum. Ha. Honi. Pum. Ha. Oke io ona akua ona amakua e ho mai kaike mai luna mai e ona mea huna no e au ona mele e ho mai e ho mai e ho mai, e ho mai, ka ike mai, luna mai, e ho nā mea huna no e au, ho nā mele, e ho mai, e ho mai, e ho mai, e ho mai, ka ike mai, luna mai, e ho nā mea huna no e au, ho nā mele, e ho mai, e ho mai, e ho mai,
as the light from above shines down into this place, feel your own light shining from inside to outside. Feel your light filling this place. Feel the light of the goddess bring healing. Bring the tenderness of a mother to the hearts of all those who were lost here, and the many, many generations who have come to honor them, as we honor them. Put your hand on your heart, please, and feel that light inside there. Feel your own light. Feel it pouring through you in this place that is sacred, in this place that has become a place of pilgrimage, not just a geographic wonder, but a place of sanctuary. And feel that in your heart being your own sanctuary, the place where your own light grows, where you can come back to time and time again, to feel the love of God and Goddess inside of you in every way, but coming forth from that light in your heart.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. For those listening, or perhaps reading later, the group stands in Crete in a cave, an immense cave, where a great deal has taken place. There has been worship here, mythology, sorrow, death, and clearing. There's even been celebration. You are not the first group to come to this place and try to wipe away the sorrow that may have occurred here. But that's not the only thing that occurred here. Through the ages, there has been much energy spent in celebration and even worship. You might say that this cave really represents an old human nature. In some ways, it represents a search for God. In other ways, it represents the lineage of brutality that humans have had for humans in the old energy. As you exit this cave, I want you to look back at it. And I want you to realize something, that the lineage of human nature is not going to be like this for long. You are witnessing on this planet the end of bullies. You are witnessing that which is so startling to many. You're actually going to be able to see dark and light so differently now than you ever did before. It seems that for eons, all humanity has done is to conquer one another and kill one another. My partner took me to a place much different, a high mountain of Masada. And there was the same thing, conquering, killing, self-sacrifice, sorrow, grief, and death. This is the old human paradigm which is going to pass from you. And when you look back at the cave, you might take a moment and smile, looking at history that will not repeat itself like this. You are on a course of a graduate human being. Before we end this short channel, I have to tell you that there are so many questions about the human Akash. This is a cave. We have told you that the human Akash is so important, the record of what humans have been through in their journey of involvement is so important that it has to be stored in several places. One of them is in your DNA. One of them is in what we call the cave of creation. It's nothing like this, dear ones, but it is a cave. And the third one we've told you about, that we may then extend the message soon, is that your Akash is also carried by the whales of the planet. Three places carry the human experience record. And you may say, why? And now I'm going to tell you, because this is the only and newest planet of free choice. Your Akashic seeds are not just of this planet. You carry the Akashic seeds of the galaxy. Those who seeded you first, it's inside you. Their experience is inside you. That means, dear ones, that the Akashic record of this planet is the Akashic record of the galaxy. It is protected and will survive, even if humans don't. So many times you have almost terminated yourself, and yet the record of what you've done, how you've developed, and what you've learned is needed by others and will be needed by others. That is how special you are. Amazing. I want you to think about it. You can change all this. Everything that happened here, look back on it. It's not the way it's going to be. And so it is.